Welcome back to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1, and it's my pleasure to introduce Karen Lister to the conversation. Maybe we should call this thing. Do you know how silly you look with your broken headphone?
It's just not my morning.
Poor old Catherine, she's not having a good day, and her headphones
are broken,
and it's like a puppy dog ear. It's kind of just flapping around in the wind.
Times are tough. The cutest lawyer in town.
You are, even without broken headphones.
Welcome, Karen.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. It's good to see you again. It's been a couple of weeks.
Well, because you've been on holidays.
Yeah, but you had a couple of segments, I think, while I was away, didn't you?
Yeah.
Becoming a regular.
I am a regular, aren't I?
A regular, regular.
I think I've been a regular for a couple of years now. Just more regular, maybe.
Fantastic. So, what's happening in the marketplace?
Well, today I just thought I'd have a little chat about exposure, and just maybe explain to people how realestate.com and domain work, and whether or not there's any advantage or disadvantage depending on what agency you are. Because as a small independent business, I know that I can service people probably better than what some of the bigger ones can because I'm available 7 days a week, and obviously if I don't sell, I don't eat. You know, it's that simple. I don't get paid to sit at a desk. But there seems to be a general sort of idea that some of the bigger boys can sell quicker or have bigger exposure online. And so I want to squash that little...
So are you talking specifically about, say, domain and realestate.com that are really digital marketing companies as opposed to real estate?
Well, it's where people buy. Yeah. I mean, people don't buy from Windows. They just don't. It's that simple. They just don't. Obviously some agents choose to have a shopfront and good on them, but generally speaking, those days are over.
But to be on realestate.com, you have to – like you couldn't like the realestate.com.au and domain don't sell their own properties, do they?
No.
But you're thinking that people have the perception that, say, one of the bigger maybe franchise models of real estates have bigger presence on those kind of marketing platforms?
And it's just simply not true. Years ago, particularly when, say, John McGrath was, part owner of realestate.com or whatever, there used to be the bigger boys had bigger buying power, but everybody's on a level playing field now. So we all pay a subscription and then we pay per listing. And there are three, on realestate.com, there are three levels of listing. So there's a premier, which costs over $1,000 per property. And then there's a highlight, and then there's just your standard feature. So if I, now all my properties go up as premiers, every one of them. And how it works is, say I put a property up today and then someone else puts one up, and they all start to drop down, but all the premiers will stay on the front page. They're larger photos, they do get more hits. It's that simple. So it doesn't matter whether it's me or it's someone who's got 20 sales agents or someone who's got 100 sales agents.
It depends on your subscription and what category you've chosen to market.
Yes.
That's a great question to ask, isn't it, when you're shopping around for, your listing agent, is at what category or status will my property be?
And a lot of agents do charge for internet marketing. We don't. I absorb that. To me, it's a cost of doing business. And I suppose I just wanted people to be very clear that there's no favoritism anymore with whether it's a small independent or it's a large, multinational real estate agency. If you choose an agent where they use a premier property, it will go to the top of that page.
So it becomes really about skill.
It's about the skill. That's right.
It's about what photos you use, what description you use, rather than
picking up the phone when somebody calls.
In fact, I even think it leverages the boutique agent more favourably, because if I was if I was a real estate agent and I had one property or I had 10 properties, you've still kind of got your same marketing fees, haven't you? That you've got. So if you were the boutique guy, then you've got more chance. That, I mean, I don't know. That's just my thought. That,
well, yeah, as I said, I think it just, you know, so much of it boils down to the person. The person that you list with, the rapport you have with that person.
Yeah.
Obviously, check, you know, because there are some up here that aren't on realestate.com and domain, which I think is a no-brainer. They absolutely have to be. But there are others who just put them up as a standard listing, and that's...
If you weren't on real estate or domain, where would you be? Just on your own website?
Mm. Well, look, I don't know any that aren't on at least one.
Uh-huh.
You just have to be. But... I feel very strongly that you need to be on both. They're different demographics. You know, you tend to find...
They're almost competing with each other at the moment.
Oh, they do.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, they have been for a long, long time.
All the... Domain's got a great ad out that plays through the block, and I'm a big fan of the block on a Sunday night. It's the only chance I get to,
those
to watch
kitchens.
The reveal night. But Domain have got... I love their ad there. It's got a really... Like the electro... Dryad, it's got a clicky tune to it. But real estate, I noticed just this week, have actually come to market. I've heard them on the radio, heard them on, seen them on the TV. So they're
but
an
it
interesting.
It also comes down to your search engines, because if your boutique agency has listed the property with the key things that I'm looking for, so I might type in something like Blackheath rural property house as my search. Because when I search, I don't necessarily go to Domain or realestate.com. I just type into Google.
Well, you know what you're looking for, don't you?
You would be the rare, like most
because
them.
A lot of the time what happens is you do find that some other are things. Listed on, or other things.
Yeah. Well, that's where also price comes in as far as listing price. Most people, if they're seriously looking for a property, they won't just look at everything. They'll look at what fits their criteria. And so if you have, say you want to spend $800,000 and somebody lists at $820,000 believing that they're aiming for around $8,000, that person who's put $8,000 as their top will not see that $820,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you it's the search criteria that you're
– Yep.
as a buyer that you're sort of putting in that potentially. Yeah. So does that mean that you've got to have a good strategy when it comes to marketing your property on those digital platforms?
Are you talking about the vendor or the agent?
The agent.
Look, I think that's where price comes in, you know, being strategic with how you list.
Because as an example, if I said 800 was my limit and I put that into my search, but I absolutely had to have five bedrooms, but you had one listed at 820, but it was five bedrooms. Would that come up in my search?
Not if it's listed at 820. No.
Just no.
No.
I always do 50 above.
Yeah.
Thinking that there's room to move, and I do the same when I search for cars too, because people can normally come down. Everybody's looking at me very weirdly in the studio. Thank heavens this isn't on.
Cars, houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's why we tend to list at a range.
Yeah.
So that we can get that bottom range maybe
capture
just
that
under that that big push hurdle. You know, yeah, so it is very much a strategic thing. And I suppose what it does, it highlights maybe how putting a fixed price on can go against you. Because if you put a fixed price, you tend to be prepared to move more. You know, so you might still be looking for that $8,000, but you might list it at $835,000 and no one's going to see it in the bracket.
It comes down to the age-old pricing concept. You know, like $1.99 was still $1 as opposed to $2.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, isn't
it? Yeah, and you'd like to think too that you know, to me that's what certainly at UMI we do, you know, it's they're the discussions you have in the early days, and it is, it's a two-way, very transparent discussion about why you choose to go to market at the price you do to get whatever outcome it is
that
you're hoping for.
And then it's important to, from your perspective, is that communication piece. I've got a client that's over the weekend, he's spent near on $2 million for a property at Glenbrook, and he's all nervous because they said, basically give us another 15,000 and we'll take it off the market. And you know, I've got someone coming in today and he's all, and I said, but $15,000 in, like, this guy's been looking for 2.5 years. You know, I said, mate, and
It's interesting though. You get some people who, you know, even as vendors, they're prepared to lose a sale for $1,000, and others that, you know, on the same, by the same token, you know, purchasers that will be looking for ages and for the sake of some little thing. It's interesting what some people are prepared to lose and what others, you know, aren't.
All right, lovely, Karen. Well, it's been awesome chatting with you once again. So our key takeout message today is to
Bigger is not better.
Bigger is not better. It's not all about size.
Size does not matter in the mountains.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone.
And not going to touch that.
And if somebody,
but I do agree.
And if somebody was thinking about putting their house on the market and they agree with our analogy that size is not size doesn't matter, what best form of contact?
Please give me a call on 0414 470230 or jump on the website, Yumi Real Estate.
Fantastic, love. Thanks so much for coming in once again.
Thank you.